Oversight by Aaron Rosenberg. J. Edgar Hoover Building, Washington, D.C., 12th December 1994, 4:01 p.m.
"This is a waste of my time," Walter Skinner declared as he stormed into the room, closing the door behind him in not quite a slam, but certainly hard enough to elicit a resounding click. He stomped across to the desk and leaned over it, both hands flat on its surface. "I've got a division to run," he declared, glaring down at the desk's owner, "which is a hell of a lot more important than putting up with this bullshit."
"Assistant Director Skinner, how good of you to finally join us."
Tracy Malloy smiled up at him, the petite ash blonde's taut expression every bit as sharp-edged as his glare.
"Please have a seat."
Her tone sharpened like that of a schoolteacher finally past patience.
"We'll try not to take up too much of your time."
Skinner bit back an angry retort. It wouldn't do any good. Though technically he outranked Malloy, who was only a section chief, when she was in pursuit of her duties, she could compel obedience from anyone up to a deputy director. And right now, here in her office at Quantico, he was in her bailiwick, not his own. If he refused, or even put up too much of a fight, she would simply go over his head to his superior, who would then order Skinner to do as he was told.
It was ironic, Skinner admitted to himself as he sank onto the stiff-backed wooden chair across from Malloy.
Most people didn't much like the FBI. Most FBI agents didn't much like their ADs and DDs, and those same assistant directors and deputy directors, in turn, didn't much like accounting. Especially during the annual budget reviews. Did that mean accounting was as necessary in its way as the Bureau's active field agents? Or was it just another case of everyone has someone they're afraid of? "All right, Section Chief Malloy," Skinner drawled, leaning back and making himself as comfortable as he could on the stiff furniture, deliberately dragging out her title to remind her of the difference in their ranks. "You got me here. What do you want?"
Malloy studied him closely, not looking at all fazed by his antics. "You know what I want, Assistant Director," she replied. "A balanced budget for the Bureau, if nothing else."